right, check it out, y'all. We're going 40 naughty. This is the HipHopDigestShow.com, and this is Fleet of Partee. Green City, rock, rock all. And we're going in with the fellas, and we're doing it 9,000. Fleet of Partee, Hip Hop Digest Show. Green City, rock, rock all. Rock all, rock all, rock all.
You remember how small that Bad Boy label was on that Arista, right? Clive kept it small. 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 Kept it small.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, E. Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
What you want?
Oh, damn. I'm going to tell you what, not what they want, but what they was wondering.
What's that?
Right off the break from last week's show, the music show, you know, the governor had spoken, right?
Yeah, the governor kicked in. You know, shout to George J. The governor kicked in off the music show, which was hip-hop infused rock and roll, if you will. The governor called me on the old adding of the Scorpio from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
You expected that.
No doubt, because Kurt G, you tell him the story.
Yeah, you put the joint on there, and you was like, I know niggas gonna call me on this Scorpio joint. But you was like, but that bass line shit sound like it, like a rock joint.
Well, yeah, it just sounded like somebody played a live bass through a rock envelope filter. I know that's all technical and shit, but you know, I knew we was gonna get called on it, but I was surprised we didn't get called on that Dr. Dre Ice Cube joint, because the rock guitar is actually a keyboard being played.
Yeah, it's not really a guitar.
No doubt.
So, yeah, shout out to the governor. We figured somebody was going to call us on it. No doubt. Indeed. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Kanye West produced track called Gucci Mane. So, let's follow me here, because this is kind of...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, follow me here. The track is called Gucci Mane by French Montana, produced by Kanye West. Okay. An Atlanta rapper by the name of Nine Gotti is accusing West, along with Diddy and Rick Ross, of stealing his song. Nine Gotti's label, Changa Chang Records, contacted Kanye, Diddy, and Ross to attempt to prevent the French Montana version from being released, and then sent a comical cease and desist letter, and I'll read the copy. Saying that the ripoff may have been a drunken oversight, accusing Diddy, the music mogul, of being a music thief, and said that Rick Ross should know better because he's an ex-correctional officer. Why would these moguls and millionaires get into such hijinks, my nigga?
Because that's what they've been doing since the beginning of the music business.
Word?
We take your shit. And what you gonna do about it, nigga?
Oh, shit. Swerving. Diddy being a music thief?
Oh, B, come on, man. Juicy M. Toomey? Cool,
okay, get stole Donna Summers and fucking...
Come on, Sting.
I was just gonna say, I bet you James M. Toomey is somewhere going, cheer, because I've been saying this shit and y'all niggas ain't listening to me.
Yeah, man. And the Diddy days is when they just said, fuck it, I'm taking your instrumental, nigga.
Yeah, hell no doubt. No,
we're not going to sample nothing. We just going to play the instrumental.
No doubt, no doubt. And two, you know, I got to be honest with you. I'm, you know, not that I've been looking for Kanye to do anything substantial, but you know, this nigga is just full of fucking fuckery lately, yo.
Fuckery.
Yeah, I mean,
smashing him, B. It's over. It is done.
You said car smashing.
Damn.
It's
over. No doubt. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is Meek Mill's album. Guess what happened?
What had happened?
What had happened is Atlantic Records said there's a delay on the album and a release date will not be determined. I'm going to continue to harp on Meek Mill because this intentional, and I believe this intentional, going to jail for publicity shit. When is this shit going to backfire on a nigga? And Mills is saying, you know what, the best I'm going to do is 3 to 6 months. You know, when is it going to backfire on a nigga when the judge says, I'm sick of this shit, nigga. 8 years.
Ooh. Ouch.
You're going to serve a whole fucking sentence, yo. That's what I want to know. Is this shit or will it ever, because these niggas got good lawyers, will it ever backfire on them?
Meanwhile, drug money, it'll get you what you want.
You know what I mean? I just...
They don't care, B. I don't think they understand the real ramifications. Again, we talked about this before in 6 months. Even a dude like me who's never been to jail. If I got millions waiting on me, I'd do 6 months. But if somebody talk about 8 years, I'd be like this old YouTube clip where that judge tells his kid something, he just faints.
Yeah, remember that joint too. That nigga was like, he got woozy. Knees buckled.
Yeah. Until that happens, and they keep on handing out these little 3 months, 6 months, turn into 2 months sentences, it ain't gonna make no difference.
Indeed, no doubt. So the next topic on Hip Hop Digest, you know we got to talk about it. You know we got to talk about that Ray Rice situation and what's going on in the National Football League. Just from a standpoint of just as due diligence, yo. Obviously, we don't need to recap the whole story. Everybody knows Ray Rice is basically finished as a National Football League player due to the video, you know what I'm saying, where he went Rambo on his wife.
Yeah, but nobody knew that before they saw this video last week, though, right?
Yeah.
They thought she just fell down. Like, right,
she hit her head on the rail or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly know that the National Football League it continues to be on some propagation bullshit because the video came out and then everybody looks bad once the video came out and shit. My question to you is simply, if you haven't been a part of domestic violence, and I've been a part of domestic violence personally, so I can't say that I'm standing in for Ray Rice. You know what I mean? I mean, really, word is born, fuck that nigga. You know what I mean? When you get to a level like that, you know what I mean? You fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I guess what I'm looking at is the whole overall societal policy. You know, what are we going to get to on this shit, B? You know, are we going to wait till niggas get caught out there or via videotape or via audio tape? Or are you just going to have a cross-the-board policy? Fuck them jail niggas. Even in the National Football League.
Well, B, my only thing about this that really upset me about the whole thing is the fact that why the fuck is niggas surprised? I don't understand. How are you surprised when you see him hit her? He said he hit her. He said he's going to have to explain to his daughter one day about what he did to her mother. Then when you see him hit her, what were you shocked? Niggas is like went crazy, like, oh my God, he hit her. He said he hit her.
Well, that's
what you expect to see him in a love tap?
Well, that's because everybody else wasn't a party to the inside. They weren't in the commissioner's office listening to him explain how he hit his wife.
But it doesn't matter. He went out and had a press conference.
Right.
With that shit. With her and said he was going to have to explain to his daughter one day what he did to his mother. That 30 seconds or whatever was the worst time of his life. But niggas got all surprised when they saw him hit her. Like, what the fuck? You should have been mad when you seen him drag her out of the fucking elevator. That's what pissed me off. He fucking dragged her out of the elevator like she's some fucking deer he shot in the forest.
Damn.
And niggas wasn't mad?
Well,
how the fuck you wasn't mad about that? All of a sudden mad about him hitting her?
That's
really?
Real.
I wasn't even shocked. I expected him to hit her. What are you mad about now?
That's how it happened.
It's crazy.
B, I guess to me, this is how society does. That's where I want to get to. You're going to either have a coherent policy or you're going to do what society does. You know, the corporate rapper, this nigga was a firestorm and this nigga just put a fucking stiff arm out.
Heisman.
Yeah. Basically, that's all he did is put a stiff arm out. And then even then, motherfuckers was trying to decide, you know, did he get a little shove in there and shit? Trying to, you know what I mean? I'm not
protecting himself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Damn.
He should have just took one big kick to the nuts. And niggas were going, that's what he deserved it.
Oh, my God. Can I just say this real quick?
Go ahead.
I do not condone on any level that right and left that he gave her to put her to sleep. I don't condone it at all, right?
All right.
What I'm looking at is the NFL.
Oh, they on some bullshit.
Right, but that 2-game suspension, whether they, you know, they're denying seeing that tape, but what they should have done, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is maybe suspended him for a year, right? Because the NFL has had some serious shit take place Now, we ain't never going to see Ray Caruth back in the NFL, right?
Right, no doubt.
But we've seen people who have killed people, St. Louis Ram, Cleveland Brown, I believe it was, or a Patriot, I'm not sure. But we've seen some very heinous things happen in the NFL where there are players still playing or have had the opportunity to still play in the NFL after they did, like, ultimately taking people's lives.
No
right?
doubt, right.
So, you know, as a human being, we always talk about, you know, giving people second chances and shit like that. Basically, they have killed Ray Rice's career or opportunity to make money in the NFL anymore.
Oh, B, they ran that motherfucker over. They ran that motherfucker slam over.
Yeah, so NFL being that's the case, if they did see that tape, if the top dog, Mr. Commissioner, saw that tape, he should get the same ass treatment.
Well, and now ultimately, that's really where I want to get to. In order for this shit to really make a difference, okay, Ray Rice, he's done.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And there's some other motherfuckers out there with pending cases who probably going to be done as well. But in order, if you really want to make a societal impact, you got to see the commissioner gone.
Right.
So.
That's not going to do anything. He's just a figurehead.
He is the public figurehead.
He's a public figurehead, but he's not the issue.
The issue is
domestic violence.
Oh well, no, I'm saying
not the NFL though. The NFL, he is remember how he used to do what was it, the Harrison kid from Pittsburgh?
Right.
Remember how they used to make examples out of him? For like just playing football.
The commissioner is the issue. I understand what you're saying. Domestic violence is the issue. But domestic violence is not going to be the issue. Okay, let's say they have a zero tolerance. And then Ray Rice is gone. And these two, this San Francisco nigga and this other nigga from Carolina. Let's say they're gone.
And Adrian Peterson.
And, you know what I'm saying? That. Which broke the night. AP and some shit. Let's say these niggas is gone. They're just players that are gone. Okay, the owners eventually is going to say, damn, that Adrian Peterson, you can't market him on Monday night. Who we going to put up there? Joe Palooka? Now that's going to start affecting my dollars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's going to start affecting my bottom line. The commissioner, you know what? You're the one who put us in this fucked up situation. If you would have got Ray Rice out of there, like you said, on spec, none of this shit would have been taking place right now. That's what I'm saying.
Not even on spec. So you got to give the young man a chance to rebuild himself. Send him to get him a year off. Get him in some counseling. Get him out
there. National Football Herb.
He's already in counseling. Herb,
the National Football League. The National Football League is the ultimate when it comes to that whole societal ass kissing. Fuck this nigga getting counseling. He's gone out our league. You know who that's going to satisfy? That's going to satisfy the media. That's going to satisfy women groups. That's going to satisfy those of us who've been in domestic violence situations, who's basically saying, fuck that nigga. There is none. The National Football League, you don't get second chances when it comes to this shit. You know what I mean? They try
that's
to do that
Ben
shit.
Ben Roethlisberger.
It's the Ben Roethlisberger. It's the Kobe Bryant. He's not in the football league, but all of this shit is leading up to Ray Rice, though, my nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
All of that shit just led up to it. Yep. So, indeed. Anyway, you know, the Hip Hop Dodgers, we're on the correct form. I mean, it was so big, I had to cover it, though.
Of course.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Dodgers is, this topic is basically Dick Ride Blog, with question marks. Because I don't understand the frenetic nature of Dick Ride Blogs. Your boy Childish Gambino is making a round. He's on Hot 97. He's on Power 105, you know, that New York round shit. So he's making the rounds, and he's up there talking about claiming that rap is done. The comedian turned actor turned rapper, see, that's a problem right there, continued his harsh opinions of the art and discussing saying that hip-hop is not doing what it originally set out to do, citing the fact that somebody by the name of G-Eazy and Iggy Azalea are winning. And he also goes on to say that hip-hop was designed to help young blacks get money.
Wow.
And to propagate the notion that the top 40 presence is synonymous with success. That's just the first part, okay? Wow. This nigga first of all, I don't like Childish Gambino anyway. It's not like this motherfucker is the standard of hip hop and it's comedian turned actor turned rapper. You know, it sound like Aubrey to me.
I can't wait to get in.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying, well then get in, nigga.
Well, I'm right now, I'm really fucked up with our man Artemis. You know what I'm saying? Because Artemis.
Artemis,
I'm really fucked up with. I meant to say something on Facebook, but Artemis put this freestyle that Childish Gambino did from Hot 97 or Swear, wherever the hell it was from. Like it was something great.
Oh, that shit trash, my nigga.
B, I listened to that shit and I was like, what in the hell?
So did I. It was great. I listened to that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to even understand how this kid who has turned from this, he's flipping all kind of coins trying to find a lane, I guess, said that dumb shit and that made him great?
You know what, man? See, first of all, Childish Gambino one of these new niggas. Okay? You want these new blacks. When these new blacks who done made a little bit of coin and shit, he done made some coin in the game and shit. He's on college campuses and shit. You know what I mean? Up there, up at Hot 97 talking about, I got my grandma's sweater on and I still can't get a cab. On the one hand, trying to be pro-black. On
what
the other hand, flipping. B? On the other hand, flipping.
Hold on, B. What the fuck does having his grandma's sweater on
I'm
got
trying
to
tell you how fuck.
He's saying he ain't got on no Tim's and a hoodie. And he still can't get a cab.
Trying to promote this whole black folk shit. Wow, this nigga's on college campuses and the bulk of his audience is white.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Grandma's sweater, B.
Yo, B, I'm just...
Help me get through that.
B, I'm just trying to tell you, but the topic, Dick Ride Blog...
Okay, I'm
is
sorry.
Simply... Every post I used to see on this Dick Ride blog is just praising how thorough this nigga is, okay? Now, I know the Dick Ride blog is not an arbiter for good hip-hop, okay? I understand that, you know what I mean? But Childish Gambino is one of the wackest motherfuckers out there, and I don't give a fuck what a motherfucking 18-year-old college student says.
Or Artemis.
Oh, I can't believe that Artemis got caught up in some shit like that. But anyway, but there's a second part to that. And again, he goes, and it's this person on the Dick Ride blog wrote a reply. And he was like, ask anyone from my generations on their thoughts of hip hop right now. Because basically Childish Gambino just said this, the hip hop that's going on now is about some bullshit. And he'll take, you know, Aubrey and all these commercial niggas out. That's notwithstanding because he's garbage anyway. So that's not a high bar. He was like, if you look at Kendrick Lamar, Chance the Rapper, he fails to realize that these artists are the buds of a blossoming movement from the West Coast to the plethora of young talent in Brooklyn and what's going on in the Windy City. It's looking incredibly organic. For the first time in a long time, we have more than a few dope female MCs. I think we're looking at another golden era.
Damn.
This is the Dick Ride blog responding to Chance the Rapper, who all they post is Nicki Minaj. I ain't never seen them post no dope female rappers. And two out of the three was rhyming over that. They basically sound like female versions of Drake. It's ridiculous.
Boy.
Are we... I guess to young folks, you know, we're sounding like fogies.
Well, we are fogies, B.
I understand it. I mean,
so I accept it.
I mean, we sounding like fogies and trying to poo-poo this quote-unquote new golden age. You know what I mean? Until, I'm just saying, yo, until motherfuckers continue to rhyme over Mustard and Mike Will beats, is that the new golden age?
That's the new brass age,
That's
B.
the new commercial age.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these females who, you know, an A-list of females, and Rhapsody was involved in that, but still, all of that notwithstanding, you know, I listened to a couple of these young girls and shit, and I was like, damn, yo, and they still got this funny ass, dumb ass, you know, disjointed flow, you know, this trying to put this swag feed bag on and shit.
Feedback.
Ridiculous.
A bag of oats. Hey-haw.
Well, since we're talking about this stuff, can I mention that after all the hoopla, weeks later, I finally watched the Anaconda video.
Oh, yeah.
And I might as well just turn the sound down and pull out some lotion, B.
Well, I know that's on that... Take the cover home to the bathroom. I understand that, yo.
Damn.
I get that. I get that. You know what I'm saying? That's just, to me, is a return to BET Uncut. They should have never took it off the air to begin with. You know what I mean? Considering that Nicki Minaj is getting praised for that shit, I don't know why.
Well, see, we got now check out this dichotomy. We talking about I'm not pregnant. We talking about domestic violence, right? And we talking about objectifying women, right?
All day.
And then we got Nicki Minaj doing that video. Then we got the white Nicki named Iggy doing the same shit. I mean, B, what are we supposed to do, B?
I already told you, nigga, put BET Uncut back on.
Okay,
let's fucking beat around the bush, yo. BET Uncut, my nigga, where it didn't matter the skill of the MC. These was garbage niggas up there, but they had the fattest asses. You know what I mean? The flyest whips. The scenery was incredible. You know what I mean? Put that shit back on, nigga.
Here we go.
Exactly. Yo, matter of fact, you just said it. Maybe I better contact Diddy over at Revolt. Maybe he can put that shit on.
Probably will.
The answer to your question, though, people are just walking contradictions, B.
Well, right.
On one hand, they mad at Ray Rice about domestic violence. But on the other hand, they love the Anaconda video, putting women in a different light.
My God, Earthquake, indeed. Jiggly Jello, Bill Cosby.
Where's that gif with Bill Cosby bouncing his head up and down and shit?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I see right now. It's
funny as shit. I think he's holding a 40 or something, too. Oh, shit. So, anyway, no shouts out to, first of all, the Dick Ride blog, which I don't understand. Like you said, it seemed like now maybe there is a change because they're frenetic. You know, it's kind of like, you know, on the one hand, what we post up here is going to be the Nicki and the Childish Gambino, a lot of that new weirdo rapper shit along with Migos. But then on the other hand, you're going to claim, well, there's a new organic age and Kendrick Lamar and these dope underground niggas is leading it when you never really post that shit. So, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Bad Boy Records. Speaking of Revolt and Diddly, Coombs himself. 20-year anniversary. And the copy goes on to say that 20 years ago this month, September, Puffy's Bad Boy released the first album, Notorious B.I.G., Ready to Die. I thought Craig Mack shit came out first, but I could be wrong.
Rewriting history.
I don't know whose actual album came out first. But anyway, here's Diddy. Here's the copy. I got an opportunity one night when the mega producer, Teddy Riley, didn't show up to the studio. He said, I had a session at Chung King, the famous studio downtown, and he said, well, you know what? Teddy Riley ain't here. I'm going to utilize this time. I had an idea which was influenced by the mixtapes of Brucey B and Kid Capri. They would blend hip-hop beats with R&B acapellas. I took one of Jodeci acapellas and put it under an EPMD beat, and it was the first record I produced. Come and Talk to Me, the remix. Then we just got done saying something about Diddy stealing music.
Clive kept it small.
Oh, shit. We got this clip.
Oh, that's the intro, B. They're going to hear it.
We got this clip.
They're
going to
hear it. That's the intro for the show. So they're going to hear it.
A Funkmaster Flex describing
the intro for
shit.
The show. They already heard it. They already heard it. That is the intro this week.
Damn.
So anyway, it's a 20-year situation, and we're going to do a quick retrospect here on the Digest, yo. I can honestly say, well, I'm going to remember vividly walking into Tower Records on Rockville Pike. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Tower Records.
Word.
Walked in that motherfucker and literally picked up my first Bad Boy record, which was a Craig Mack 12-inch. I took it home, and I got to admit, B, I was blown away. I was blown away, nigga.
Brand new flavor in your ear.
Yo, that's what it was. Yo, flavor in your ear. And I was like, damn.
The remix is crazy.
Yo.
Big just set that shit off.
The remix wasn't out that time. This is just a straight up flavor in your ear. So you got Bad Boy Records, you know, and he pulls out MC Easy. You know what I mean? Before he was Craig Mack, he was MC Easy. He pulls out MC right. Easy, gives him a major label deal, has a hit record. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know what I mean? What happened and where did Bad Boy go wrong?
I like how you gave niggas a lesson right there.
Yes, MC indeed. Easy.
Yeah, no doubt.
You had to know what time it was.
Exactly. So, Swervin, what wrong? What happened?
Money, B. We always talk about that. Money. Yo, money was what money? Happened.
You think it was money?
Sean Combs and his personality and his over-the-top shit. He the man. He gonna change shit. He caused niggas to get in shiny-ass suits on videos, B, because of money. Money. You know what I'm saying?
G, what happened?
B, what had happened was Diddy is a self-promoter, period.
No doubt.
And that's it. He doesn't give a fuck about nothing but promoting himself and making paper.
All in the video.
Oh, yeah. I was so down with Suge when he said that shit. I was so down because that nigga is all in the video. Was getting on my fucking nerves with that bullshit.
So, but okay. So basically what went wrong was he had stellar artists. He had Craig Mack and he had Biggie basically to start the label. I guess his A&R people was capable of bringing other talented cats. He started to get into the R&B game. But even in that, in the R&B game, I guess he really wasn't doing that bad. So it all got fucked up. It's all fucked up now when he started inserting himself in videos. When he started inserting his own star over
promoters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where it was all? He started using the label as a vehicle for his own hookup.
I would believe so.
He helped lower the bar for MCs getting on the mic because he started getting out there, niggas writing for him, and he started rapping. And what happened is niggas didn't immediately flush this nigga as soon as he came out. They let him get away with it because he was a shiny
because
suit
he
man.
Had money.
He had money.
Because he had money.
Niggas should have dissed him right off the top.
You know,
as soon as he came out and started to rap, niggas should have straight just shut this nigga down.
That's probably one of the first things that I remember about him signing a Lox. And the Lox first single and that first video looking soft as shit. And I was like, this is not who these niggas are. You know what I'm saying? And I remember Jadakiss specifically getting an interview talking about Diddy is, you know, he's putting us in a position to really blow up and shit. You know, we street niggas, but, you know, we got to do something about diversifying and changing shit up. Yeah, I never forget that.
D-Block!
So, you know, wow, you know what I mean? So he's celebrating 20 years, even though the label is defunct now. People are, you know, basically giving him props and shit. I mean, he goes along with that whole situation. And, you know, Def Row is largely defunct. You know, Def Jam is now, you know, a pop label. You know, all the standard bearers are all finished, all washed up and shit. So then you got niggas want to take a shot at motherfucker like Static Selector, who's keeping it 100, though.
Yep.
So, no doubt. And next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest is Billy Dan said he's sick of violence in hip hop. And I stayed away from this topic.
As much as I love M.O.P., that Warriors, nigga bugging.
Warriors is, to me, one of the greatest
that
records
nigga
ever
is
made.
Bugging. As much violent music as he made.
And you know what? The violence, and not violence, the comments were just brutal to this nigga. He said, I'm actually tired of violence in hip hop, whether if it's battle rapping or just the artists themselves. When asked about violence in hip hop culture, he said it's bad because it's giving all of us a bad rap. He was like basically saying we didn't have to do some of the shit we did through our career. But I'm getting older now. It's time to sit back and like, damn, why did I do some of that shit? So he's starting to mature. I guess he got grandkids and shit. And, you know, he's sick of having them young Migos niggas talking about weighing scales.
Fire!
As much as I love M.O.P., I like, wow, yo, Billy Dan's, I mean, damn, you.
He's bugging a little bit.
He's getting, okay.
I applaud him for getting older and getting wisdom and seeing that some of the shit he did was probably was wrong.
what he's probably saying is not probably wrong. And he didn't say that. I think he's probably excessive.
Right.
Excessive, maybe gun talk, excessive murdering niggas. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it changes when you get kids and maybe you got grandkids and shit. You know what I mean? Niggas get older. I'm assuming that these Migos niggas, you know, when they get around 40, they going to be like, damn, you know, all that scale talk, all that bando talk.
Versace, 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 Versace.
You know what I mean? A lot of that, you know, Southern drug talk.
Hot nigga.
You know what I mean? That, you know, damn, are they going to regret it? Because I'm just saying, it's very, people, I guess that's probably why I like Ice-T, you know, because you have to embrace where you were coming in the game at. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I did that. I stand by it. That was a period of time. I think he would have been better off saying, that was a period of time in my life. I'm now changing.
Right.
Instead of saying, I'm sick of violence and hip hop. I mean, because I will agree with him, there's a lot of violence. Niggas who's rapping about violence aren't as skilled as he was. You know what I mean? These young Migos niggas, I mean, goddamn. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn. You know? These young niggas. Like Fight Night. These Bobby Shmurda niggas. I mean, goddamn.
Boy. Boy, oh boy.
So, yeah, the comments are brutal to Billy Danz and shit. Yo, Swervin', what you got out there, baby?
Oh, man. Moonshine. Carolina Moonshine.
Swervin'. Drinking on the show. Drinking and
drinking on the job.
Drinking on the job and shit.
I ain't driving, though. Sure, and I ain't doing the Shamoney dance either.
That's what's up. Kurt G, you got your albums up?
Oh, for sure. I'm good this week.
All right,
this week we got Theme, Thoroughbred, and we got Crown City Rockers, unreleased joints, demos, and B-sides.
Yeah, Crown City Rockers has got some joints
on it.
Got
some joints on it. That's good flavor.
That's real.
And the instrumental joint is Bamboo, The Crate Escape.
Ah, okay. No doubt. Swervin', that's it? You ain't got no leftovers?
I mean, we did get some good-ass emails, like from, who did we get an email from? George J., was it? I'm trying to hurry up and get to it right now.
Well, George J., I mean, he did get us. We talked about it earlier about the Scorpio he got us on.
I know, but there was some other shit too. Oh, and while I'm scrambling, Brothers Layman is trying to holler at you, B.
Yes.
Finally, your goddamn Laker talk.
Yes, the Brothers Layman. If just give me a time and date, and if my schedule permits, I'll definitely be on the show. So shout out to the Layman Brothers for having that Laker talk.
Oh, no. Here it is. I'm sorry. I got it. I got the email up.
Oh, okay.
Fucking technology. Chris Layman says, I agree with King Killa that without Nicki Minaj, there would be no Iggy AZZZ something. Nicki is the blueprint for the pop rap female rapper out here now. She tried to act like she was maturing, going with the natural look. Nope. Went right back to the simple-minded shit with Anaconda.
Whoa.
She could have at least just took that hook and put it on a different beat. Nope. Let's go to Puff route and take the whole shit.
Wow, yo, Puffy getting thrown under the bus a lot on this show.
Mock and Akana
Small. So I'm going to recap for the people who don't realize. We had a show where your boy, what's his name? Bomani Jones. Bomani Jones is on ESPN, and basically he wrote the article. Basically, what I thought he was doing is trying to protect black celebrities. And saying that it's fucked up that the African Americans, rappers, and other artists gotta be fronted by white folks, sort of this culture vulture shit. And basically, what I was saying was, Iggy Azalea don't exist if Nicki Minaj don't lower the bar so low that garbage ass white girl rappers with big asses can't succeed, because garbage rapper black girls with big asses is succeeding. You know what I mean? That was my point. I'm not going to defend black celebrity on that. Iggy Azalea don't make it in the land of MC Light.
Nope.
You fucking lyrics can't get your bars up that good. So you don't make it.
Don't do it.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. So, you know, shout out. Who said that? Chris Layman?
That was Chris Layman. Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Layman. No
and
doubt.
Your boy Inspire. He said, "Yo, son, I laugh every time you call dude a sand nigga." You know who that is, right?
Oh well, there's two sand niggas out there. There's Khaled.
Oh, he's talking about number one.
Oh,
there
sand
you go.
Nigga number one, Khaled, and sand nigga number two, Frenchie. Both of them niggas.
He said, good show. I like when E and Kurt are more opinionated. Keep it up.
Yeah,
and B, we coming for you, B.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and the background joints are hot, and he was wondering if he could trouble us for them. You want to tune our voices out for a minute, just listen to the instrumentals.
I feel you right there.
Or Combs, my nigga.
I feel you right there, no doubt. So anyway, shout out to everybody who listened to that rock show. I thought that was good shit, some special shit, some different shit. So unless you got anything, that's it.
That's it. Let's keep on sending us info at Twitter and our new Canadian correspondent, Mr. Merv, yo. Where you at, man?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, send Mike Tyson back up there after y'all. You keep it up. We need some info.
Yeah, peace.
Peace.
One.
Who I'm signed with, you mindless, I'm timeless, purple rain, violet, you on that bull Kirk Heinrich, choke niggas out, no Heimlich, uncomfortable climate, combined with upfront money, no consignment, every mountain I done climbed it, you bust rounds, on plush grounds, dancing in the end zone, down two touchdowns, the iron that you buying got us dying, we feeling the pain, but you crying, pussy rule the world, well here's a cock, knock an airplane out the sky with a rock. You hip-hop clowns should have a dance-off. Can get a condom on, can get your pants off. Rap dude sweeter than a mango. Edo One Chain, this is Rap D Django. It's Edo G and Pete Rock. I'm on the mic, he's on the beatbox. You can never get in this type of zone. It's two turntables and a microphone. 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 Turntables and a mic.
Yo, enclosure, I'll enclosure. No disclaimer, all disclosure. Exposure, folder. Hold your composure, little soldier. Women talk face to face, men shoulder to shoulder. Hip hop, we paint in the park. Homie, are you listening or waiting to talk, huh? Fifth and Union, a sound label. I'm trying to get a square meal at a round table. The cops is coming, blocks is humming, rocks is numbing, stops are coming. Bigger plots to lock and rock. The youngins, they not so cunning. Shooters round the way is not so stunning. Blocker, we lock jailers. Trailers get inhalers. Celebrate success and mock failures. I used to rock fronts, don't talk much. Been around the world twice, spoke to everybody once. Hello.
It's LG and Pete Rock. I'm on the mic, he's on the beatbox. You can never get in this type of zone. It's two turntables and a microphone. 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 Two turntables and a mic. And a mic. And a mic.
On your MPC, that's ripping. Winning battles, smash open mics, that's ripping. Cans rattle, paint trains in the night, that's ripping. Put the years in, don't quit, that's ripping. the mixing and crate digging ting, that's ripping. DJs who battle to be king, that's ripping. All my peeps who be doing their ting. Any half stepping when you're ripping, you'll get taken down. Seconds out, I reckon in my pens are whipping, wrecking clown. F it now, it's effortless, no messing around. I'm blessed like the best in town. Best protect your neck and then correct your sound. Don't get upset when I inject this cyanide inside your net. My rhymes will blind the eyes, infecting guys who try to slyly step. Mind the plebs are blindly led inside the lines. Then alright, then it's time to all get in line and take your final breath. I will have the final say in any type of clash. I kill pussy, too heavy for any type of cash. I listen to M9, you listen to Ben Rhymes and Brent Boys. Spit fire on wet noise and end lives. 10 times heavier than Bruno and Klitschko. Goons and the bitch know there's no improving the sick flow. I switch code, inflicting blows to show I'm schizo. Rappers that rally round me, they on tiptoe. Understand theme, you best believe I tear the scene a new shithole. I verbally kill vermin, this is murder, the king's role. You've been told, fuck your skinny jean and your plimsoll. I rep for Bush and Ricky, not to prick who's on king's roll. Flow so imperious, scolding inferiors. Throws over oceans, leave my odors delirious. So bold and mysterious, I ain't even boasting. Rappers so serious and I ain't even coasting. Comatose poses in vocal chokeholds, so they KO'd and stone cold. Then we play in slow motion. I'm pure raw emotion. My pen caused commotion from the core of my devotion. Self-taught my promotion. I'm best unprovoked. Your favorite MC at best got demoted, worst choked. My worst smoke, any dope first that these nerds roll. Every earthling has been burned since I turned pro. Ergo, my absurd flow with burst turbo. Early birds heard it first and blurted out berserk, bro. You heard, bro. I leave you in the dirt when I firmly throw my first blow. My first grows every time I turn up at third shows. I catch notice for the way my vocal smoke hits. Bund onto the roach and then stamp on them like roaches. Explosive, always hold my own, my flow ferocious. Don't get my associates involved in hocus pocus. I'm Labrador. Over shepherd's bush like hacking bushes, ivory. To let you know your patterns, put your rapping slush for blimey. Keep on flapping gums, my rapid tongue will put an end to that. My pen attacks many men and friends who pretend to rap. All offense intended, cause my sentences defend my stats. Undefeated, done, straight beating on his drum. When I speak, the city crumbles, the ends collapse. Rep for the people jumping fences, not the stencil twats. That's ripping. Cans rattle, paint trains in the night. That's ripping.
Moss, nigga. Squeeze shots. You reduced to a grease spot. Greet me with knots. I've yet to reach my equinox. Ride with the Glock in the secret box. Zebra and Fox underneath socks. Used to be fiends with the sheetrock. 100 block, lumber to chop. Summer's hot. Double barrel shotty cop. Make your bubble pop. Hustle a lot, step it up to the truck from the bus stop. The roster yell, blood clot.
Blood clot.
Homicides, the limes genetically modified. You're not quite qualified for top five. Well, I get top in the five. You got sodomized in the high rise. Follow the guidelines, these are guys' lines. Slide the clip in the loss and eventual caution. Or experience losses in biblical proportions. Fortune, escape the box that I was forced in. Cut the foreskin, dig a hole and drop the corpse in.
Give us shotguns and hell, give us shotguns and hell.
Dog shit. Yo, hand me the toast, boast, grandiose. Slide the fanny out the pantyhose, the candies for the nose. You pay grands for cameos, relax on the patio. I'm feeling like Harry O. I carry, never marry a hoe. In the Denali, yelling tally ho. A batty o, daddy o, bally co, Cali co, spray caddy, adios. Mariah Carey, Carrie Cole, Larry Holmes, heavyweight rap. Ajax, stable or axe, rockin' black label hats, gators and slacks, I'm like a famous Mac, might have to bang you with the stainless gat, some nameless cat, chain is yap, anus clap, brain splat, paint the av, shake your ass, make it last, make it last, break the glass, the chase for cash, open the cake, erase the past, the race is fast, running bases, it's basic math.
Shotguns and hell, give us shotguns and hell.
Hold up.
Oh no.
Not talk about.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
Moss, nigga.
Oh no.
Kanye, no touching loud mouth, loud talk. But I don't feel nothing and I don't fear nothing but God wrath. Put faith in my steps, that's God math. And I need a fix, higher but the clouds. Crowded in my mind, so alone in the crowds. Out on the fake though, leaving no traces. Head in their heart, big smile on their grill. Bad juju, snake eyes frozen. Big city dreams, beats got me zoning. Awake to the wind, dim by the touch. Feel so basic, beauty so much. People want kid, nobody want give. Why is too many scared? Scary to live, easy to die. Try and rock steady, get it now. People, are you ready? I'm jetty, steady on the beat. Freak foundation, facing the face. An amazing creation, elation is taking. Hating is breaking, love in the nation. Tasting the cake, courage flow steam. Dip, these are the breaks. Real talk, real life, leaving the fake. MJ moonwalk on them, don't wait. Get into it now, ball you vibrate. Party with me now. Yeah. Vibration. Of the sky fell to the earth as a fig tree casts its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. And the sky was split apart like a scroll when it's rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. It's hard to breathe, and I ain't on nothing, and it's so surreal, and everything's plastic, and nothing's real. We hold on to the pain, at least we feel. Money, sex, murder, and war to kill. And life's so boring, I chase the thrill. Got all good times and dollar bills. Hills and earth, can't reach the sky, I'm hopeless. What they put in the food and why I can't focus. Either hoes or dough, why I they the dopest. Funny how a beat make the peeps take notice. Reach for the lowest, gotta make wings work. Deep for my flow gets more, I got a network. Talking to the experts, say to be the next jerk. You need this and that, it ain't beats or raps. Beat that back, beat the drum. Get away, do it now, walk into the sun. Sun super, super sun setting. Setting sun, relax my soul in the heavens. Heaven don't detach, vibe at 11. Scale of 1 to 10, complete that 7. Work with the third eye, lifting the mantra. Meditate lotus, align in my chakras. Vibration. Vibration. Vibration.
Intellectually, I'm more untouchable than leprosy. Come up wretchedly with lyrics filled with lecture. constant confusion. Street fights with bloody conclusions. Don't sell niggas illusions. A nine's my solution. Heads, I truly fly. Niggas, I coochie fly. Back they honeys if they cutie pies. Leave it alone if the cootie fries. Criminal activity holds me in captivity with smooth rap flow. I cap a capo. I control a crowd like F.O.I. when I'm dropping meteors. And you won't see me on TV in bikini drawers or hard rock hoes singing like a pussy with ho. As I grow my genesis, we cease the friends and instant nemesis. But don't be slow to speed on the flow like photosynthesis, son. You know the prophet who gets biz on any topic. You rap, grab my profit. Fucking with me is toxic.
I got it hemmed up.
On a foreign, they used to be hardcore when the dough started pouring. They turned into a bunch of suited up penguins and glittering sequin. Rap last speaking, what I speak weakens, these are beacons. I make type O flow, the street too flows, the beats the mister. B double O D O twice repeats, macho like Hector. Drink devil's nectar, then play DL like a defector. Mental receptors, it's setting off metal detectors. Snake vein in my vein makes me a nerve wrecker. Master of racket, like Louis Becker, lethal lecture. I pack it, then bust the fatness, that's most emphatic. Infused with whackness, just getting more shots in the back than the fat. Someone else.